Brown Bag Lunch and Learn on our conversation for our monthly nonprofit navigation segment with the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. And, of course, we like to talk about philanthropy. This is a giving community. So up to the microphones we come for your introductions. Tracy Hamlett, alumna presenter. Good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you, Beverly Harkema, alumni presenter as well.
Good morning.
Yes, Rich Jaleer, Dr. Jaleer, Director and Professor with the School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration. Dr. Jaleer, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you, everyone. And speaking of alumni from Grand Valley School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration, you are featured in a research showcase, Brown Bag Lunch and Learn, come December 11th. So that is the conversation that we will discuss and certainly give the information on how to attend. Research has also been published in the SPNHA review. Thank you for bringing that review for some bedtime reading. Free copies of the journal distributed. So here we go. Let's first of all ask about this this whole Brown Bag Lunch and Learn research meets practice. What's this all about?
Well, this is our 15th year of publishing our SPNHA review. It's rather unusual to have a professional quality student journal. So these are a representation of our very best of our three master's programs, our Master's of Health Administration, our Master's of Philanthropy and Nonprofit, and I'm sorry, Master's of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Leadership, and our Master's of Public Administration. And each year in our management course, we have a culminating experience.
Very nice. So that is December 11th, 11:30 to 1 at the Johnson Center. Certainly an important opportunity. So ladies, let's step up to the microphone. And Bev, is it Harkema?
Yes,
Harkema. Autonomy in Philanthropy, a Model for Nonprofit Organizations will be your presentation.
Correct.
It's a mouthful. Why'd you choose autonomy as the subject of your paper?
Well, as a theory, it's interesting. I've seen it. I'm interested in cognition, motivation, psychology, topics like that. But also, I work at Bridges of Hope Allegan County, which is a grassroots organization where they help people move out of poverty, not just by dictating what they need to do and following rules, but by helping people reflect on their lives, set goals, and then providing resources so they can reach those goals. So that and I think I've worked with Paws with a Cause over the years, raising puppies. So I see that need for people to have independence, and really autonomy is a much more robust understanding of independence and freedom.
How do you give away those puppies?
Oh, it's hard. We cry.
No,
we cry.
Okay. Just lost my composure there. And you will be one of the presenters. Where are you in life, Bev?
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe a second career, that kind of thing. So maybe this was a midlife crisis going back to school at Grand Valley and finding the MPNL program,
cool,
which I would highly recommend. And so that got me involved in a nonprofit organization at Bridges of Hope. So yeah, empty nester with my kids moving out of the house and wanted to move into something different.
What did you discover about autonomy that is especially important to nonprofits?
Oh, lots of things. It's embedded in like every area of nonprofits. So anything from your mission and how you define what you want to do affects the autonomy of the clients. The nonprofit itself has, the autonomy is embedded in that too. Like they're restricted by funding, they're restricted by their donors, they're restricted by so many things and don't have autonomy. Even public perception of nonprofits, the whole trend towards transparency and impact, all those kind of things. This is multifaceted that affects nonprofit organizations.
Thank you for that. So autonomy and philanthropy, a model for nonprofit organizations. You're one of the speakers, as are you, Tracy Hamlett. Is belonging in community an elusive goal for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities? Tell me about you first.
Yes, I've worked in the field with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities for over 30 years, so that topic has a lot of importance to me. I currently lead a nonprofit organization called MOCA, which serves West Michigan for people with intellectual disabilities.
Yeah.
So this paper was both very important to me personally and professionally, but also I really enjoyed applying what I learned in the master's program to this research around how programs are funded, how policies developed, to really truly support inclusion for people.
Well, let's ask that question. Why is inclusion for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities a critical issue, one that should engage the public system?
Yes, I believe that inclusion is important to all of us, But for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, there's a lot more barriers to inclusion. So a lot of times people are secluded in offsite settings. They're not part of community. They're heavily underemployed. In Michigan alone, 57% of people with disabilities say they want a job and they can't get access to employment. So because it's such a vital, there's so many vital issues for people with intellectual developmental disabilities, I think it was a really important policy topic.
Thank you. 5 decades of public policy, has this influenced improvement in the area of inclusion for people with IDD?
It's kind of a complicated answer because inclusion is defined so differently in the research, as well as it's defined differently by policy. So there is no one size fits all, and obviously inclusion is different for you than it is for me. It's very personal. But when inclusion has been attempted by policy, there has been some improvements, and especially easy to point out when people are asked to live in the community as opposed to a nursing home or an institutional setting. There's definitely shown improvements because that's a really concrete measurement. But some of the measurements are really hard to get to. So,
yes. Well, you're on page 28 of the SPNHA review, as are you, Beverly, page 53. Are you proud, Dr. Ridge?
We're very proud. And Tracy this year had the honor of having the outstanding paper in our journal, so the very best of our best. And Beverly is one of our first graduates in our new Masters of Philanthropy and Nonprofit Leadership program. Mm-hmm. And our nonprofit programs were just ranked by U.S. News and World Report as 12th best in the nation and the best nonprofit programs in Michigan. And so, yeah, we're very proud of our students. And as you could tell from their description, it's kind of where theory meets practice. We call that praxis, or sometimes we refer to it as pracademic approaches, practical application mm-hmm. of academic theory. And this showcases the great work that our graduates and students are doing.
You met our president of Grand Valley yet? Does she know how big a deal you are?
I haven't met her yet.
Nope.
Now let's get that. Let's make that happen. She would be honored to meet you, I'm sure. Here we go. Rich, tell me one more time details about the 11th.
Wednesday, December 11th, from 11:30 to 1 at the Johnson Center at the Bicycle Factory, we will be having 5 of our best papers. We usually have a real good community turnout. We're expecting between 30 and 40 individuals. It is a free registration as part of the Brown Bag Lunch and Learn. You can register at gvsu.edu/JCP. And this is a partnership between the School of Public Nonprofit Health Administration and the Johnson Center for Philanthropy.
There is. Beverly Harkema, your final word for me?
Oh, my final word is hopefully autonomy is something that people can think about more deeply and robustly throughout their nonprofit organizations, because sometimes just that added perspective can affect the decisions that we make.
Great. Equal time. Tracy?
My final word is just to thank you for inviting us for the opportunity to talk about our topics as well as Grand Valley's program and also inclusion and how important that is to all of us, especially people with disabilities.
This SPNHA review is going to make for great holiday gifts because you're big deals. Thank you, Rich, Beverly, and Tracy on behalf of the Johnson Center. Enjoy your day. Thank you.